This tension led to violence.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. More workers joined a growing strike Tuesday to oust authoritarian Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko after he extended his 26-year term in an election that detractors contend was rigged. Thousands of workers who began walking off the job Monday at state-controlled facilities, joining actors and broadcasters, unrest began to escalate after Lukashenko dismissed demands to resign following a severe police crackdown on peaceful protesters days after the August 9th election. But during a big visit Monday to a factory in Minsk, Lukashenko was greeted by workers who shouted, "Go away." The first Belarusian government official to challenge Lukashenko was the ambassador to Slovakia, who said in a video on Saturday, before he resigned, that he supported the protests. The ambassador to Spain posted a statement on Tuesday on Facebook, urging a vote recount and the prosecution of those who beat peaceful protesters. Officials from Western countries have denounced the police crackdown and refused to recognize the election as free and fair. European Union leaders are expected to discuss the matter on Wednesday. Soldiers in Mali's capital mutinied on Tuesday and have taken the president and prime minister of the country into custody. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says the president was arrested at his house in Bamako Tuesday and taken to a military camp in the town of Kati, 15 kilometers away. The prime minister was taken to the same camp. Gunfire erupted at the Kati base earlier in the day. A reporter in Mali told VOA English to Africa that, and this is a quote, "Soldiers went on the rampage, got to the arsenals, got the guns, started shooting in the air, went out and cut off access to the camp." That's the end of the